It's time now for our Thursday morning conversation. It's our monthly Headwaters Builders Association program here this morning on the Big Q, and we're brought to you this month by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhineland and Minocqua. See that website, carpetcityonline.net. Crossbridge Community Bank, see that website, crossbridge.bank. Cordova Insurance Agency, online at cordovaagency.com. And by the Furniture and Appliance Mart, their website, furnitureandappliancemart.com. And from Furniture and Appliance Mart, Ted Piotr is with us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning.
Ted, I was previewing some of the information that you sent me to talk about here today, and I usually wait until the end of the conversation to bring up the Headwaters Builders Association. I want to get that out right now because I don't want to give them short shrift, and I've got so many questions to ask you about appliances. I find this stuff kind of fascinating, actually. So first of all, Ted, tell us a little about yourself and your background, and then why that you're a member of the Headwaters Builders Association at Furniture and Appliance Mart.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I've been in appliances now for 27 years, and I started my career in Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm known in the industry as the appliance nerd or the appliance historian. Some people say that I eat, sleep, and dream about appliances, and I guess I sometimes do that. So I've made appliances my career. I've made it my passion, and I hope to, when I help homeowners, you know, create their dream kitchen, with appliances, that we get the right items that they're looking for. And for me, I am a huge supporter of affordable housing in the state of Wisconsin. I'm a huge fan of what the local builders associations do for the community, what they do for homeowners. They stand up for homeowners' rights. They are building beautiful homes that are safe. They are very conscious about the homeowner and the family and how things work. And I think that's just a fantastic marriage between, you know, the builder, all of us subcontractors that go into the process of building a home, and having a happy homeowner at the end of the day, being able to, you know, live their dream too of having a beautiful, safe home.
So very well said. You're a member of the Headwaters Builders Association, but I understand you're also a state director with the Wisconsin Builders Association. So you're really into this, Ted.
Yes, I've been a state director for, oh gosh, maybe 20 plus years. I earned the title of life director, and that was by attending board of director meetings in Madison for 10 years in a row, all the meetings without missing a single one. So very proud of my membership on the state level as well as the local level, and you know, just trying to support the industry that's supporting me.
So, Ted, when I saw your last name, Piotr, I'm from Appleton myself, and I thought, well, that's a recognizable name. There was a lot of Piotrs back in Appleton.
Yes. My brother owned a business. The Piotrs have been in Seymour and the Appleton area since the 1850s, I believe. Huh. It's a well-known name, and, you know, back in the day when everybody had 10 to 12 kids, the name kind of spreads fast.
Yeah. I knew that was a recognizable name. Well, Ted, I welcome you to the program here this morning. And so let's get into your specialty of appliances. You sent me a bio, and on that bio has your picture, and you are holding the first U.S. patent model of a front-loading washing machine from 1856. So not only is appliances your career and your patent, you also collect old appliances. What got you into that, Ted?
Very long time ago, my dad and I were scavenging, I guess is a good way to put it, and we came across a Maytag gas engine buried underneath a tree. We took the gas engine home, we repaired it, and we made it run again. It sat on the shelf for 20-some years, and then next thing you know, I've got a career selling appliances. And I'm looking at this engine, and it says Maytag, and I put two and two together that, hey, wait a minute, I sell Maytag appliances. And that started my research into vintage washing machines, and my first washing machine purchase was the Maytag washer to fit that gas engine. Huh. The next thing you know, I've got 160-plus washing machines, all pre-1933.
Oh, my goodness. Where do you put them all?
I have an enabler friend with a large building.
enabler friend. It drives my wife crazy, Ted, but I'm a very aware person. I see a lot of things other people don't see. I see you're standing in front of an autographed picture of the Maytag repairman. That's got to be one of your prized possessions.
That is Gordon Jump from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Was the Old Lonely, and I got to meet him and get his autograph at a an appliance show in Chicago. So that's one of my prized possessions.
The big guy himself, right there. Ted Piotr is he's really into appliances. Let's talk. Let's get up to date now. You've got a lot of knowledge about the old stuff. Let's get up to date with the new stuff. What is new and exciting in the appliance world right now, Ted?
One of the things that I think is very, very fascinating is the new technology that's coming down. You know, so many times that we talk about being a great cook or being able to create a great meal. And I tell you what, sometimes these appliances can do the work for you and make you into a great cook without much effort. And I guess a prime example of that would be a steam oven. Steam ovens are historically always been in restaurants. When you look at a menu, it'll say steam vegetables, steam this. They're using steam ovens. They're cooking at 212 degrees with just steam. And steam ovens have been available for the home market. And here at Furniture and Appliance Mart, we can demonstrate steam ovens live in some of our showrooms so that homeowners can actually taste what the product is, you know, going to be when they take it out of their own oven at home. And I guess for me, the biggest thing is my wife and I will make a meal and we'll say to ourselves, is this as good as a restaurant? Did I do good? Would I be happy if I bought this at a restaurant? And the answer a lot of times with a steam oven is it's not only as good as a restaurant, it's sometimes even better.
Huh.
So one of the fun things about my job and a lot of us here at Furniture and Appliance Mart is to show homeowners how these new appliances work, how the controls work, and then also to envision how they would incorporate some of this new technology into their home. Let's face it, homes are the gathering place for family. And sometimes people want to cook together and have conversations together and bring people together with good food. And we certainly can do that with some of this new technology.
Yeah, amen to that. So, Ted, is this a separate appliance that we have to make room for? Is this implemented into our current or our standalone stove? And what, you know what I'm saying here? Is this the same unit? It's just a different function of our same unit, or is this something separate?
Separate unit. However, I want to say this. We get so many homeowners that want to come in and buy a double oven. And they buy a double oven just for space as well as for the flexibility of varying their temperatures. And what I like to convey to homeowners is that instead of getting a double oven, just get a single oven, but then get a steam oven as the second oven. Because the steam oven can also act as an oven. You can actually cook a, you know, bake a cake at 350 in a steam oven. You just don't use the steam function. But if you want to turn out meats, fish, vegetables, pasta, rice, you know, out of a steam oven, you can just go ahead and do it. I mean, last night, for example, I steamed 55 hard-boiled eggs all at one time, and it took me 20 minutes. Hmm. So, you know, it's a very powerful appliance for the kitchen, but it can also be that double oven that a person is wanting to with the advantage of steam.
So the steam oven sits on the countertop?
No, the steam oven is built in. It looks just like a mini oven.
Oh, okay. I got it. Now I'm fascinated by this stuff. Now you really got my curiosity piqued here. One of the things that was made aware to me in another radio life, I was at a store once and they had this brand new appliance in there called an induction burner. And I thought it was magic. I thought it was voodoo. I thought it was witchcraft. That is some really advanced technology. Tell us about induction cooking and how you guys can help us at Furniture and Appliance Mart.
So induction is a magnetic generator. I guess that's the best way to put it. And let's take some of the, let's talk a little bit of history because remember, I'm the appliance historian.
Yes.
Induction was first invented by the Germans at the end of World War II to put in their electric submarines. So induction's been around, that technology's been around for a great many of years, and it really took off in Europe. Here in the United States, it really started coming into its own in 1995, and now it is so prevalent, and it's prevalent because, number one, it's four times faster than an electric cooktop. It's 2 times faster than a gas cooktop. It's now the most powerful cooking appliance that you could actually put in a kitchen, and yet it is safe to the touch. You can vary the heat very quickly, which you can't do with electric or gas. It's easy to clean. It will not have the burn rings or the stain around the burners like you will have with electric. And let's face it, gas cooktops look used within 6 months, and that's just it's like a badge of honor that your cooktop looks dirty because you're using it.
Mm-hmm.
But the induction cooktop has the benefit of not only performance, speed, as safety, but also it's going to look brand new for the lifetime that you own it.
The other thing about induction is that, let's say you're going to boil up a big pot of pasta, big pasta kettle, Ted. How long does it take to that water to start boiling before you can put the pasta in there if it's on an induction cooktop?
Well, one of the things to keep in mind, if we are 4 times faster than electric or 2 times faster than gas, whatever you are used to at home, take that and you can, divide it by 4 or divide it by 2. That big pot of pasta, just so you know, if I own a steam oven, I'll be doing it in a steam oven.
Really?
And I'll have that pasta done in 35 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, this is really some amazing stuff here. So when it comes to cooking, I tell you what, Ted, I wish I would have known about this. We bought a house, and I had to buy all new appliances, and I bought a foreign brand, and I really have learned my lesson. I've had to talk to the repair people more than I want to talk about, and so I really learned a lesson. So when it comes to these kind of innovative technologies in the kitchen, are we going to be paying a lot more for this kind of stuff, or is it starting to come down in price? Because I remember when, especially induction cooktops, when those things came out, I said, okay, when I win the lottery and I build my dream home, I'll have one of those. Are they more affordable for regular folks now, Ted?
They are certainly very affordable right now. Induction cooktops are made by every single name brand. So whether you're looking at a Maytag, Whirlpool, GE, and then if you want to look at Frigidaire, for example, KitchenAid, so all of the, those mainline name brands, LG, for example, they all have the induction. And then also if you want to get into some of the more higher wattage induction cooktops, let's say like Wolf or Thermador or GE Monogram, you certainly have, those options out there too. And every manufacturer has something to be proud of that they offer. And we have something for everyone in every price range at Furniture and Appliance Mart. And I do want to do this too, say this. We have a fantastic service department at Furniture and Appliance Mart. So if you do buy something from us, please be aware that we're going to take care of you after the sale too with our own team.
And that's good to know as well. Let's move on to dishwashers now as we make around our kitchen appliances here. The big issue I have with our dishwasher is it stinks all the time. And I bought some of the products that you buy on the shelf at the grocery store for cleaning your dishwasher. None of them do a very good job, Ted. So what am I doing wrong, or what should I be using? How do we keep our dishwashers clean at home?
Well, it's a great topic, and it's a fun one actually too, because when I first started in this industry in 1995, the number one recommendation for cleaning a dishwasher was Tang Orange Drink. It's $2.99 at your grocery store. And the recommendation at that time and for 25 years of my selling career was that you would run a scoop full of Tang in the soap detergent area, 2 to 3 times a year. And what that Tang does is it cleans out. It'll take the scum, it'll take out any buildup that are inside the pipes and the pump and the motor, inside the spray arms, it'll clean all of that out, and then it'll also leave your dishwasher with a nice orange smell, especially homeowners that have vacation homes that go away for a long period of time. Sometimes a little bit of that old drain water will kind of, the smell will seep back into their dishwasher. Just run some Tang through there, and it's going to smell wonderful. And it's going to clean. And I tell you what, it does such a better job than the chemicals that you buy in the grocery store today.
And you want to know what? And it's expensive, too. When I dumped that stuff in, I thought, for this price, this stuff better work. And when it opened up again, it's like, well, it's a little bit better, but not much. Tang Orange Drink to clean our dishwashers only 2 or 3 times a year. Seriously, wow.
Yeah, I know. Who'd have thought that? But you know what? when I first started in the industry, that was the stuff to use, and I've yet to have anybody prove me different.
Yeah, sometimes old school's the best way, right?
Right.
How about, well, you know, the other thing I discovered with our dishwasher, and the dishwasher is the one appliance, other than the stink, that we haven't had any problems repair-wise. But one thing I noticed on my dishwasher that I didn't see on other dishwashers, I have two cycles. I got the regular cycle, and it takes a long time. Then I've got a quick cycle that only takes an hour. And so what's the best way to be using our dishwashers when it comes to the cycles? Should we be doing it the long way and just have patience, or is it okay to run it on the short end? Because I think on that short end, it doesn't get always as clean as a long end. What's your take on that, Ted?
I think the main thing to remember with a dishwasher is just understanding what the dishwasher is trying to do. You have to remember that the Department of Energy has put so many regulations on manufacturers for the amount of water they can use as well as electricity that a dishwasher can use. So the manufacturers are left with really two variables to get your dishes clean. One is time, and the other is temperature. So a lot of your really nice dishwashers will have what's called an inline hot water heater. And that'll take the incoming water temperature of whatever it is, because not everybody remembers to turn the hot water on their sink before running the dishwasher. Your dishwasher needs hot water. And if you haven't run the hot water on your sink, that water that's coming to the dishwasher is not at 120 degrees. So the main thing is that you want that time for the hot water heater to do its job inside the dishwasher to get at the right temperatures for sanitizing, but also getting at the right temperature for your detergent to break down and start the cleaning action. So my biggest advice I can give to homeowners is, if you have a nice dishwasher, and when I say a nice dishwasher, I'm talking about a dishwasher that is, let's just say, over $600, that has some real cleaning ability, you want to make sure that you are not pre-washing your dishes. We need some food enzymes in that dishwasher to make a chemical reaction with your detergent and start the cleaning. The biggest complaints I always get are people that pre-wash all of their dishes, put them in the dishwasher, then complain that the dishes are not clean. It's just because the detergent didn't have anything to make a reaction with.
So we should leave a little bit of stuff on our plates and our bowls before we load them up, not rinse them all off in the sink first, because it's like doing dishes twice.
Right. I mean, the whole reason for buying a water-efficient dishwasher, I mean, let's say most dishwashers today are only about 4 to 5 gallons of water. If you pre-wash a place setting of 4 in your sink, you now just put 25 gallons down the drain, but yet you're putting it into a energy-efficient dishwasher that the government wants only to be using 4.5 gallons per load. So it's kind of counterproductive as far as what the goal is of being water-efficient. But scrape the plates, get all the big stuff off, leave the grime on there, and what's going to happen is you're going to find that your dishwasher is actually working better for you, and it's doing a better job for you. It's doing the job that it was purchased to do. And also, for me, you know, the quick wash, yeah, if you got glassware, fine. But if you have anything with some grime on there, go ahead and do the longer cycle and forget about it.
Boy, learning a lot here with you this morning. Ted Piotta from Furniture and Appliance Mart is an appliance historian. He is senior outside sales manager. This man knows appliances. For the remainder of 3-4 minutes of our time together here, Ted, let's concentrate on how you work with builders when it comes to remodeling a kitchen or building a new home. How closely do you work with these home designers and builders?
That's a great question, and I think when you have a good relationship, for a builder, they have to have a good relationship with all of their subcontractors because, you know, he's the conductor of the band. He is making sure that everybody is playing the right instrument at the right time and making sure that the home is going together as it should. My role is to work with the builder, the cabinet maker, obviously, to get the right specifications. I meet with the homeowners directly. As well as a lot of people here at Furniture and Appliance Mart, we meet with the homeowners to pick out the appliances that they want. And then it's our job to convey what they've purchased to the builder so that he's prepared with electrical, gas, water. The cabinet maker is ready with the size and dimensions for what they are building, making sure that the electrician and everybody else is all set to go. You know, and then when we come time for delivery, you know, the appliances fit and the homeowner's happy, the builder's happy, and, you know, that's the way it's supposed to go. And so I find that our role is very, very crucial to make sure that we do things the right way. We are timely with our information. We're timely with our answers. Because let's face it, some of the appliances today are getting very complicated.
Yeah.
Some of the dimensions and the designers of what they're designing. Sometimes we're designing refrigeration with only an eighth-inch gap around the wood panel and the cabinetry. Eighth-inch gap all the way around, there is no room for error.
Hmm.
And sometimes, we play the role as an educator. We have to educate the builder or the cabinet maker of, okay, this is a new appliance that nobody's dealt with before. This is what you have to be aware of, and this is how you have to build a cabinet for it. Like I said, when we all work together, it goes without a hitch, and that's what the homeowners expect.
Always looking for a win-win. It sounds like that's your way of doing things, too. Ted Piotr is my guest here. Ted, I'm going to be honest with you. We're about out of time here, and I was worried that I would have extra time, but I'm so pleased with this conversation. I would like you. This DJ's got a request for you, Ted, okay? I would request that you get a hold of the folks at Headwaters Builders and say, any time that you guys need a guest for Jeff's show, I want to be it. If you're willing to do that, I would always be willing to make time because there's so many other things I could talk with you here about today. We didn't even touch on Sub-Zero and Wolf. I didn't know they were made in Wisconsin, so there's a lot more information that I'd love to get from you, Ted. So just let them know that you'd be willing to come on anytime, okay?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. This has been a lot of fun this morning.
I agree, Ted. And now, which store are you usually at? I know Furniture and Appliance Marts in Rhineland or Wausau and Stevens Point. Are you at one store more than another? Because I would like to meet you someday, shake your hand from one Appletonian to another.
Well, we actually have 15 stores throughout the state of Wisconsin. With being a 100% employee-owned company, we're still growing and we're still doing great. But I am primarily in the Stevens Point, Wausau, Rhinelander stores.
Okay.
And I travel between the stores. And actually, you know, it's one of those interesting jobs where, you know, if a builder or a homeowner says, I want to meet you here, that's where I go. So I am on call, on demand, and my schedule is always changing, which is exciting for me.
Well, Ted, I hope to talk to you in person someday. I hope to talk to you on the radio again someday, too, and maybe we can get you right here in the studio and we can do this again. Ted, thank you so much. This was a great conversation. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Have a great day.
You're very welcome. You want to get a hold of Ted? He's at Furniture and Appliance Mart. You can call the 362-7000 number, or just best way to do this is go to the website, furnitureandappliancemart.com. We're brought to you this morning also by Cordova Insurance Agency, online at cordovaagency.com, by Crossbridge Community Bank at crossbridge.bank, and Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhineland and Minocqua. That website is carpetcityonline.net. Thank you, Headwaters Builders Association, for these monthly chats here on the Big Q.